Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we're not going to disappoint. It is a massive show. Lots of great Australian country music coming up over the next hour. Not to mention some great highlights from the US as well. You're going to really, really love it. It's a great show. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story. I want to get into the music straight away, but I'm going to tell you a bit of a story. Have you ever had a time when you're really, really excited to do something? You just turn up, you're ready to go, and then technology lets you down. Well, that's exactly what happened to me today. I've turned up. I've turned the old laptop on, or the new laptop. It's 18 months old. What's going on? I don't know. Turned the laptop on, and it's decided to be silly. Now, I'm not a computer tech. I don't know what's going on. So you know what I did? I just called it a bad machine. And I'll tell you what, there's one guy that knows a whole heap about bad machines, because that's the name of his album. Of course, it's Shane Nicholson. And that's our first track. I thought it was perfectly fitting for my life anyway. Bad Machines is the first single off his album, Bad Machines. Now, Shane's a great fella, a very, very gifted writer and a talented producer as well. Of course, husband to Casey Chambers, and he's doing so much amazing work. I thought, what a great excuse to have him have his music on the show. This is Shane Nicholson with Bad Machines. Where's the any key?
We got the whole thing wrapped in ribbons and bows. We got it all lined up and running in rows. Across our radios and our TV screens. Oh, we're all bad machines. Straight up the mountain with a Bible and a gun. Generation following the chosen ones. They're coming east and west and all in between. Oh, we're all bad machines. Gotta know your enemy. Gotta know your enemy. Gotta know your enemy and know him well. Got the message coming down along the line. Gotta stack the numbers, boys. It's damaged by design. One crazy engineer with ways and means. Oh, we're all bad machines. The whole thing wrapped in ribbons and bows. A brand new solution dressed in secondhand clothes. Stuck on the cover of a cheap magazine. Oh, we're all bad machines. One crazy engineer with ways and means. Oh,
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Working all day in a job that I hate. Grease in my hands and dirt on my face. Been held back, I'm about to break. In a job that I hate. Every minute I wait. Shop, baby. weekend's near. I can't seem to get the hell out of here. When I close my eyes, I see your face. For goodness sake, every minute I wait. Yeah, I feel the line, stuff it, I'm through. I'm like a buckshot, baby, yeah, I'm ready to blow. I'm throwing in the towel, getting ready. You let me ride every minute I wait. It's knock off time, yeah, I'm out the door. Well, I'm getting prime, you be begging for more. Hit the third road down by the lake. I'm starting to shake every minute I wait. Well, it'll be fine when I'm with you. Yeah, I draw the line. Stop it, I'm through. I'm like a buckshot, baby, yeah, I'm ready to blow. I'm throwing in the towel, I'm getting ready. Well, it'll be fine.
Okay, well, it's been a few minutes. We've played two songs in a row, and my little computer's still being painful. And, of course, that last song by Ben Gunn, again, very talented guy, Every Minute I Wait. And I tell you what, when you've got computer issues and you need to use stuff that's hiding in the machine, every minute you wait, you get more and more cranky. That's right. I'm going to have to go change out of my cranky pants and get into my real country pants. And actually, now that I've said that, it sounds more like I'd be wearing, like, chaps or something like that. But, you know, they really doesn't suit my figure particularly much at all. Let's can the mental imagery now. And this next song, one of my favourite girls, the most rockin' chick that I know, a great singer in the in the truckin' songs category, and a good friend of mine, Jane Denham. I love it. And I also love her band as well. She's got an absolutely awesome band with, you know, I think chick drummers. I just think there is nothing hotter than a chick drummer. And the entire band works together really well. They sound fantastic. If you get a chance to see Jane live, get out there and do it. This is one of my favourite tracks from her, Feral Kev and General Leroy. Here it is, and I'm just going to just chill for a bit to the dulcet tunes of Jane Denham, and hopefully the computer will work itself out. Breathe in, breathe out.
On a steamy day in Cessnock, two men face the truth. There'd be no second place, there's only win or lose. And all that went before them will now be put to rest. Kevin, General Leroy, who faced the final test. The strip was measured out, battle lines were drawn, and no one could have known that a legend would be born. Well, the youths shook and rumbled as they lined up for the drag. 2 5-foot stacks erupted. Started to rock the flag. Feral Kev,
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and Aussie icon are launching a massive new event, Cooler Ice RevFest 2011. It's got Australia's hottest utes and dirt bikes, babes and hunks, model competition, mega rides, ending with a huge concert featuring some of your favourite country artists, and of course, fireworks. Cooler Ice RevFest 2011. Keep listening to my Real Country on this station for more details soon. It's going to be huge. RevFest 2011. Thanks to Cooler Ice.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring with your feedback always welcome. Head there now. behindthewheel.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you. Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Well, welcome back. I'm over my computer issues. You know it's distracted me. Shiny things. And yes, that does relate to our Real Country Double Play. And this week, our Double Play featured artist is Becky Cole. She's got this awesome new album out, and the shiny things that are distracting me, it's not just the back of any CD, it's the back of Becky Cole's new CD called Songs and Pictures. It is absolutely brilliant. She hasn't released an album for, I think it's been around about 4 years, but as Becky said, this album is a warts and all look at her. It's her stories. It's absolutely amazing, and I really do enjoy it. So I'm going to can the yakking and get straight into it, because this new track is absolutely brilliant. I'm a big fan of it. Duncan Toombs actually played on this album, as well as a whole host of fantastic people. Shane Nicholson had a finger in the pie as far as producing goes. So it's been a really brilliant collaborative effort, and it really does showcase the wonderful gift that Becky Cole has. Here it is, Shiny Things, from her brand spanking new album. Oh, it's still got that new smell to it. Don't you love it? Songs and Pictures. This is Shiny Things on Real Country.
I was just a kid in school, maybe 9 or 10, I guess. I only had a friend or two. I was never teacher's pet. I'd be staring at the window at that old cyclone fence, watching the light dance, silvery sun trance. It's still what I do best. Cause all that glitters could be gold. I never believed what I was told. How am I supposed to see with mirror balls spinning around me? I might be dancing out of time, jumping from your song back to mine. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Oh, I do love shiny things. A girl in love, at least that's what I thought, I guess. I had a shiny brand new heart and my sweet grandmother's dress, and it could have been forever, like a diamond in that ring. But my heart didn't listen to what didn't glisten, and I wouldn't change a thing. Cause all that glitters could be gold. I never believed what I was told. How am I supposed to see with mirror balls spinning around me? I might be dancing out of time, jumping from your song back to mine. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Oh, I do love shiny things. Wish I could tell that kid in school everything's gonna be alright. Take a chance and play the fool and stand in your own spotlight. And it won't take forever till it's your song you sing. Keep turning your head and never regret love and shiny things. All that glitters could be gold. I never believed what I was told. How am I supposed to see with mirror balls spinning around me? I might be dancing out of time, jumping from your song back to mine. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Oh, I do love shiny things.
Shining thing. Coming home from work one day, I stopped in at the store. Lady next to me in line, just about 84. Well, she looked so sweet and innocent, I had to say hello and how are you. And she said, well dear, when you get to my age, things start drooping at this stage. I mean, my eyesight's not what it used to be, so my knitting had to stop, you see. And it's hard to move for the plastic hip. Dr. James removed this thing from my lip. Doing retention takes its toll. I mean, I really do have bladder control. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, I asked
how you were doing. I was really only trying to be polite.
Sorry, I asked. I never realized that you would be complaining half the night.
Well, I was just making conversation. That's just too much information. Running late to catch a plane, I stopped to get some fuel. There behind the counter was a girl I knew in school,
and I really had no time to spare. Still I said, hello and how are you? And she said, well, Charlene's 5 now, Scott's 13, he's a mongrel child, if you know what I mean. If his father would just take control, but the lazy bastard's on the dole. But I love his mullet and his flannelette shirt and he's good to me, cause he lets me work. And he and mum don't see eye to eye, so we're moving out to give his mum a try. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry I asked how you were doing. I was really only trying to be polite. Sorry I asked, I never realized that you would be complaining half the night. But now I was just making conversation. That's just too much information. Sorry I asked.
Knew a guy from work, sent us on a blind date. Said that he was made for me, believed that it was fate. And when we met, he looked so bad, I had to say hello. How are you?
And he said, well, my third wife's taken me to court. She wants the house that my first wife bought. I lost $500 at the TAB. What do you know about declaring bankruptcy? My oldest son's nearly up for parole, but the youth runs great with the parts he stole. But you're not as ugly as I'd feared. This is the first date I've had since the rash has cleared.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry I asked how you were doing. I was really only trying to be polite. Sorry I asked, I never realized that you would be complaining half the night.
Charlene, if I come to counterpoint, you're not supposed to be at work.
Are you going to cook me breakfast or what?
Look, I'm sorry I asked. That's the last song from Becky Cole. One of my favourites, I think. And, you know, here at Real Country, we've got a lot of favourites. And one of our big favourites is Australian country music. And, of course, another favourite mate of mine, Lee Kernaghan. Now, he's got his brand new Ultimate Hits album out right now. It's 42 of his ultimate hits, some of the best songs as chosen by you guys. Now, Lee did something very, very different and very interesting when he was picking the songs for this album. He actually put it out on Facebook and Twitter and asked his fans to tell him the songs that they'd like to hear on the album. And he's taken that into consideration and he's thrown 43 of his biggest, best, most popular songs on one huge album. It's absolutely amazing. You'll also find in the front cover a million or so names. I don't know if there's a million or not. I haven't counted them yet. But a bucket load of names as Lee's Hall of Fame. Now, if you pre-ordered the CD, you had the opportunity to put your name in the Wall of Fame section in the beginning, which I think is a brilliant idea. Lee's a fantastic bloke, and it was his way of thanking his fans for his success. Because without fans buying CDs and listening to shows like Real Country, you know, the industry doesn't really work that well. So that was his way of saying thanks. It is an absolutely brilliant album. Head down to your local record store and pick up a copy of it or download it now from iTunes. This is actually one of Lee's latest offerings. The song that he sang with Dierks Bentley. If you want to see Lee talk about Scars, which is the song, You can check out the Real Country video interview with Lee on realcountrymix.com or search for it on YouTube. Here it is. This is Lee Kernaghan with Dierks Bentley with the fantastic track and one of my favourites, Scars.
I got a souvenir on my leg the time I stacked my bike. A piece of history on my lip the day I learned how to fight. I wouldn't listen, I had to learn. You play with fire, you're gonna get burned. Skies, talking about stories. Some are like medals we wear with glory. Skies, fading with time. You got yours, I got mine. Too much throttle and some gravel edges. All I saw was dust, and my whole life flashing before me. I can still feel them stitching me up. I wouldn't listen, I had to learn. You play with fire, you're gonna get burned. Scars, talking about stories.
It's Ben Sorensen here. This is My Real Country. Still to come on the show, hearing from a girl who's a country singer and incidentally can write a country song, as well as a great track from Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty. Still to come as well, my Real Country interview with Tracy Killeen and a little bit of Dolly Parton too. It's all coming up right on the other side of this break. Only on Real Country. It's Ben Sorensen here, and Aussie Icon are launching a massive new event, Cooler Ice RevFest 2011. It's got Australia's hottest utes and dirt bikes, babes and hunks, model competition, mega rides, ending with a huge concert featuring some of your favourite country artists, and of course, fireworks. Cooler Ice RevFest 2011. Keep listening to My Real Country on this station for more details soon. It's going to be huge. RevFest 2011. Thanks to Cooler Ice.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring with your feedback always welcome. Head there now. behindthewheel.com.au.
G'day folks, this is Tamara Stewart and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Let's kick off this next segment. It's, of course, Social Country. If you want to get involved, jump on the old computer. Mine's oddly not working today, but that's okay. Yours hopefully is. And you can jump on Facebook, the Real Country fan page on Facebook, our Twitter page, and request a song. This is your chance to, you know, request the songs that you want to hear. And that's exactly what Greg on Facebook did. Great song from a girl who really is a top country singer, and she can write a country song. Of course, it's Jasmine Ray with her song Country Singer from her album Look It Up. Absolutely amazing talent, and, you know, it's such a great song. Top film clip too. Here it is.
Here I'm just a country singer who can't write a country song. I got my boots and hair, but like the brush to paint the town. I got so many great ideas when I ain't got a pen writing down. I'm stuck holding this inside, cause it keeps coming out all wrong. Cause I'm just a country singer who can't write country songs, no. Well, it's been a dream of mine since I was smaller than I am. I've got the rhythm in my ears and feet, but it won't come out of my hands. And if you listen to my ears, does the country beat so strong? Said I'm a full-blood country singer, but I can't write a country song. But I could write you a rock song any day. But I just don't get my kicks out of way. I'll huff and I'll puff till I blow you all away. With one kick-ass country song, I'm gonna write one day. I'm waiting for the cowboy, fancy free with faded jeans. There ain't too many around here who can give me what I need. He'll have to sing to me today songs he wrote about love, and have to get to pack in if they weren't country enough. Even I could write you a love song any day, but I just don't get my kicks out of it. I'll huff and I'll puff.
A few people requested this song this week, and I'm a big fan of it. I think it's great. Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, "You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly." Speaks for itself, really, doesn't it?
Well, you're the reason I'm riding around on recap tires.
And you're the reason I'm hanging our clothes outside on wars.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same. Well, you're the reason I've changed to beer from soda pop.
And you're the reason I never get to go to the beauty shop.
You're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Oh, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything.
guess that we won't ever have everything we need. Cause when we get ahead, it's got another mouth to feed.
And that's the reason that my good looks and my figure is gone.
And that's the reason that I ain't got no hair to comb.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling. Well, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same.
Conway, why in the devil don't you go and shave and put on a clean pair of pants?
But Loretta, look at yourself. Now, I wish you'd take them curlers out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah, Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family anyway.
Oh, they did, huh? Well, what about the ones that's bald?
Well, that was Social Country. Like I said, if you do want to get involved, check us out on Twitter or Facebook or our Real Country website, realcountrymix.com. After the break, well, I'll tell you what, it is time to get your brain juices going. If I don't even know if brains have juices, but get the grey matter working. Who are we going to play after the break? Well, she's got a new album out. She's toured Australia, and she may have had just a little bit of plastic surgery done. Well, if you don't know who it is, I'll tell you right after this break. It's Ben Sorensen here, and Aussie Icon are launching a massive new event, Cooler Ice Rev Fest 2011. It's got Australia's hottest utes and dirt bikes, babes and hunks, model competition, mega rides, ending with a huge concert featuring some of your favourite country artists, and of course, fireworks. Cooler Ice Rev Fest 2011. Keep listening to my Real Country on this station for more details soon. It's going to be huge. Rev Fest 2011, thanks to Cooler Ice.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out a huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring with your feedback always welcome. Head there now. behindthewheel.com.au.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. Welcome back. Did you work out who our artist is? I said she's got a new album out. She toured Australia recently, and she may have. I'm not sure. She just may have had a little bit of plastic surgery. Of course, I'm talking about Dolly Parton. Now, hasn't she just had a string of hits over the years? And I think she's an amazing writer and a great talent. And the song that I've selected this time is, again, one of my favourites. It's 9 to 5. Now, it's the title of a Grammy-winning number one song written and originally performed by Dolly. And it was actually in the 1980 film comedy 9 to 5, which had, I think it was Jane Fonda in it. And that was one of the first movies that Dolly was actually in. Now, the film's title song got Dolly an Academy Award nomination and 4 Grammy Award nominations, winning her awards for Best Country Song, Best Country Vocal Performance Female. And in addition to appearing on the film's soundtrack, the song was the centerpiece of Parton's 9 to 5 and Odd Jobs album, which was released in the late 1980s. Now, the song was released as a single in November 1980, reached number one on both the Billboard Country charts at the time and the Billboard Hot 100 chart, January and February in 1981, respectively. So there you go. Absolutely amazing. It is a great song. So it so beautifully sums up what it's like to turn up to work day in, day out. Well, here it is, Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
Bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. And one of my good friends that, well, I've bumped into all over the place is Tracy Killeen. How you doing?
I'm great, Ben. How are you?
Mighty, mighty fine. Now, you've got the album's really, really good. You got a couple of great singles off it, but the whole album sort of flows and progresses really, really well.
I'd been putting together the album for the last, like, 2 years, since the first solo album, and it was kind of, I guess, my first album was about my childhood and my roots and my family and where I came from, and this album, I guess the best way to explain it is about the here and now and what I've been doing and how I'm progressing, and it's called Driver's Seat, so it kind of reads like a storybook from the time I left this bad relationship to going out in the dating scene again. And, you know, metrosexual craze came about that way. I was going out on dates and seeing all these guys with stubble on their arms.
Nice.
I was going, what is going on? And, you know, if I had an open shirt on, I'd see, like, stubble on their chest. And all my friends saying, yeah, all the guys are, like, waxing all their bits now. And
really? I'm a little shocked by that. I mustn't be a metrosexual male then.
Well, that's good.
Waxing, I can't think of anything more painful, and I reckon before I even got anyone into wax, I'd have to call Jim's Mowing to have a head start on it.
It's hard enough with internet and text. Now they're turning into the Pharisees. Just when you think you might have found the one, he's heading to the beauty salon.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have come to the end of another fantastic show. I really, really enjoyed it. I hope you did too. Don't forget, if you need your Real Country Fix during the week, you can head to our website, realcountrymix.com. You can also add us on Facebook, on Twitter, and check out our video interviews on YouTube. All of this and so much more is going to be back again next week on the same channel. So see you then for another Real Country. I'm Ben Sorensen. It's Ben Sorensen here, and Aussie Icon are launching a massive new event, Cooler Ice RevFest 2011. It's got Australia's hottest utes and dirt bikes, babes and hunks, model competition, mega rides, ending with a huge concert featuring some of your favourite country artists, and of course, fireworks. Cooler Ice RevFest 2011. Keep listening to my Real Country on this station for more details soon. It's going to be huge. RevFest 2011. Thanks to Cooler Ice.
Don't buy a car until you check out behindthewheel.com.au. Australia's number one radio motoring brand is now online and available to you 24/7. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can check out our huge array of car reviews with great unbiased opinions on the latest new cars. And while you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest auto industry news. It's also a great place to discuss cars and motoring, with your feedback always welcome. Head there now. behindthewheel.com.au.